No, it's the thing that's in between a blouse and a jacket. It's just a little, or a man can wear it.
Well, would it be an undershirt?
It might be made out of wool.
Or a sweater. It could be made sweater. I've seen sweaters made that way.
Okay, have you ever called it like a vest or anything?
Yeah, sure, a vest.
Okay, that's what I was trying to...
In the old days, they wore vests. Today, some men wear them now.
Uh-huh.
But they're not as popular as they used to be.
Yeah, I remember when everybody...
Years ago, every suit a man bought had a vest to it.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you never see a vest with a suit.
If you have
a vest, you have to get it separate or have it tailored.
Uh-huh. Okay, what's the bottom part of a suit?
Pants.
All right, would you call anything different if he was working on a farm? What would those be?
Well, it could be overhauls.
Overhauls?
Yeah, or it could be coveralls.
Okay.
Now, there's a difference in coveralls and an overhaul.
What is it?
The coverall covers everything, and the overhaul has your straps over the shoulders where you have to wear a shirt with them.
That's what my grandfather used to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if your clothes are all worn out and you have to dress up to go someplace, you'd go out and buy a...
I'd go buy me a new suit.
Okay. If you have a lot of stuff in your pockets, the pockets would what?
Bulge.
I've
never been that rich where I had all that money in my pocket to make it bulge.
Well, it could be Kleenexes. Yeah. Good things like that.
Yeah.
All righty, if a shirt isn't samberized and you put it in hot water, it might shrink. Okay.
Shrinks.
And you might hold it up and tell me, look at this shirt. It
drained.
Okay, and what did it do?
It shrunk up.
Shrunk up, okay. When a girl likes to dress up and get pretty, what do you call it? Say she's doing?
Oh, she's, I'd say she's dooting herself up.
Okay. And what do you call this?
That is a little pocketbook, I believe, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Alrighty, how about something that's, that, like, I could carry around like that and put it in my coat or put it in my, that you keep money and stuff in?
Oh, that would be a billfold.
Alrighty. And how about something that I'd wear around my wrist?
Oh, you could wear a wristwatch or a bracelet.
Okay.
Or a charm bracelet. The charm bracelets are very popular this day and time.
Mm-hmm. They are. How about, like, if you were working on a farm and you needed something to keep your pants up?
I'd have me a pair of suspenders, kid.
That's what my grandfather always wore. Okay, if you're going out in the rain, you need an
umbrella or a raincoat.
Alrighty. And what's the last thing you put on the bed when you're making it up?
That would be the bedspread.
Okay. And let's see. Alright, what do you lay on?
Pillow.
And do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was like twice as long as a pillow to put your head on?
To put your head on?
Mm-hmm.
No. Now, a lot of people had a special deal that they put on the bed after the bed was made up it was mostly for looks, but I don't know what they call it.
They have like a bolster?
Yeah, that's what it was, a bolster.
I've never heard of that.
A bolster. It was just for looks.
Mm-hmm. And what did you call the big blanket that was made?
Quilts.
Okay.
Quilts.
I love quilts.
Oh, we have some pretty ones. And we have some that my wife's mother made. And she's 80-something years old, and she still makes quilts.
Really?
Yes, she does. And boy, they are nice, too, in the wintertime.
I love those things. How about like a little bed on the...